Now, the last few days, you may have heard we've been talking about something that's coming, something that will change somebody's life, that will make or break their lives in many ways. Well, we can finally tell you what it is.
Fifi, Fave and Nick. Love. Love.
I just love it so much.
I love it.
That's good. I like it. I'm into it.
Maybe a little too much. And this February, they've got something extra special planned. But they couldn't do it without her. And now Melbourne. She's coming for you. Whether you like it or not.
Whoa, what was that?
It will change your life for better or for worse.
It makes me nervous. Mm. I worry that we won't be here tomorrow if we keep talking about this.
It will make or break you.
There's no way we'll talk about this on air.
Why?
And not everyone is going to be happy about it.
It's actually dangerous radio.
But it's an event that you cannot miss. Fifi, Fev and Nick are going to take one lucky couple and throw them a romantic surprise wedding. But only if their relationship makes it through the ceremony. Because only one of them no, it's happening at all. One potential bride-to-be will be dropping the surprise wedding of a lifetime on her partner. But will he take it? Or will he end the relationship then and there? It could be you. So, get ready to ask yourself, what would you say? What would you do? Stay ready and trust no one.
Before you start,
yes.
I'm scared.
It has been nice to work with you. Shots fired.
It's dangerous.
We hope you love as much as Fifi, Fev and Nick do. Because they're ready to test you. And she's ready as well. It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's secret shotgun wedding.
Every bloke with a girlfriend just drove off the road.
Yeah, they'd want to be worried. And as you just heard, don't trust anything around you. If you're in a relationship and it's been going for a while and you just think it's going fine,
everything's
but your partner is really keen for the commitment, we, with your partner, may be turning up at your workplace, at your gym,
anywhere,
at your house, with a celebrant and the commitment ceremony. It is going to be a surprise wedding and it could happen any time. Trust us.
Why?
I don't know.
Throwing some poor bloke.
Said no one ever.
I know.
This bloke.
No, but,
oh, man.
So 131060, just right now, are you sick of waiting? Do you want things to move along? We can put you on the voice disguiser if anybody wants to maybe confess. This is, or if you're a guy now, panicking, thinking, oh, I think my girlfriend's going to enter this and I may end up having a wedding thrown on me.
So the bride's keen to get married, but the boyfriend or fiancé, we don't know, is always putting it off or he doesn't want to get married yet.
Don't
and
know.
She's just, we don't
Anything.
Know.
Here's the thing, and this is how I honestly feel about this. Life's too short. Get what you want out of it. So if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're, oh, we're just trying to figure out, is he the one, is she the one? Just let's put
Jump
it to the test.
Mm.
Is it? Are they the one? If you're one of those girls who's just constantly like, oh, I just don't know. And
it's been
we get back together. No. Let's do this, people. We're going to do it for you. So there's also another element of this, which is pretty cool. If we turn up with a wedding and your unsuspecting partner goes through with the wedding, so suddenly you are married. It could be one morning, one afternoon, this week, next week, you never know when we might turn up. You get a $10,000 for a honeymoon.
Oh,
$10,000 is yours. If your partner doesn't go through with it and says, why are we doing this? I'm not going to marry you right now. That's not happening. You get the 10 grand for a girl's holiday. Go off with your BFFs and have some fun. So it's 10 grand.
So if the bloke doesn't say
holiday,
yes, he loses his
wife. It's crunch time
and
for
10
a
grand.
Relationship. Yeah. I mean, they may work it out again down the track, yeah, but I don't know. You know, we talked about this after COVID and lockdown. A lot of people were missing weddings and everything. And suddenly everyone just went, you know what, just get married. If you want to get married, get married.
You seem so excited about this.
Do I?
Well, as a female, you do.
I mean, males, I'm excited by the prospect of hurrying somebody along. Yeah.
I'm just wrapped. I'm already married.
Oh, I'm not.
There would be men out there, I imagine, right now thinking, oh, please don't call in if you are my girlfriend. But the phones are melting.
Oh, yeah. So, Box, you just say, we've got our bride-to-be and her partner works at McDonald's. We're just going to rock up to McDonald's with a salad burn and
we'll
say,
we'll be walking through
now's
the drive-thru.
Now's the time, yes or no.
And we'll have everything. We will have the photographer. We're going to have the music.
Everything.
We are putting on a wedding. It will surprise you. You won't know it's coming, but you will be married at the end of it.
Wow.
Or you'll be single. It's up to
you. Wow. 13 10 60. If that's you,
but
if you're worried.
And right now, listen, you this could be you. The she we are talking about could actually be you.
Where do you register, Boxy?
Well, you register at fox.com.au. So head there and register. But I did not expect meltdown on the phone.
That's shocking,
just to explain
isn't it?
That, every phone line is taken up. If you were trying to ring our show right now, you couldn't get through. I didn't know that there were that many women in relationships where the other person is dragging their feet.
It doesn't say a lot about men, does it?
We're looking pretty bad right now.
Now, we've got caller one from Doreen. Hi, caller one.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the voice disguiser, caller one. So nobody,
thank you,
particularly your partner, will not be able to hear, or hopefully won't be able to pick your voice. Talk us through your situation, caller one.
So we've been together for about 5 years. We actually have 2 kids together, but he's really super keen to not get married, and I'm the complete opposite and just wanted that commitment.
What I don't understand is someone with 2 kids, why wouldn't you just get married? The kids are so much harder than having a party.
100%.
Yeah.
Because you're already together. So some people might say, well, you don't need to get married.
No. I'm the opposite.
It's an interesting one, though, isn't it? I like this caller one because the commitment is there and with the children that's been made, but he just doesn't want to get married, and you really do. See, I tend to think in a partnership, I tend to lean into, well, if that makes them happy, I'll do it. Like, even if I didn't want to get married, if I was with someone and they were like, I just really want to get married, okay, we'll do it. I'm interested in why he's just not letting you have that.
I don't know. I think it's got something to do with the fact that his parents perhaps were divorced and he doesn't want to go down that path, but I don't know.
How would he react, caller one, if we turned up just out of the blue, I don't know where he is, driving down the street at the gym, and we just turned up and said, you now have to say I do?
I'm honestly not too sure.
There's
a little bit daunting that.
Well, thank you so much, caller one. Are now registered to be that bride at the shotgun wedding who will be turning up. We'll be there with you, though, if it is you.
Amazing.
Hold your hand.
Some people, Boxy, might think because of financial, because weddings cost a lot.
Of course.
And they're like, man, we're working hard. We're trying to save. We've got a mortgage. Don't want to get married. And that could be the reason, but they don't want to actually say that to the partner. They just keep dragging it out because weddings are expensive.
Totally. So that's taken care of.
Yeah, no, this is free.
Again, you can register at fox.com.au if you would like this shotgun wedding. We've got caller two from Footscray. Hi, caller two.
Footscray.
Hi, how are you going?
Great. Caller two, talk us through your situation and why a secret shotgun wedding might work for you.
We were meant to be getting married this February, later on in the month. And, of course, he left for a while and went away and said he needed to postpone it. And he didn't want to do it in February. He wasn't ready.
Oh, cold feet.
Yeah, so we have postponed it for 6 months' time. And I'm really not sure if he'll go through with it. I'm really hoping he will. I'm a bit scared to trust him again. It was really quite you know, fruitful. Together and everything like that. But I'm still trying to hope that it'll all work out.
Do you live together?
Yes.
And where do you go away to?
Just back home to see his family overseas. Mm. And it all happened overseas. So I'm just not sure. I had a really nasty divorce previous to that, and I never was going to get married again, but I fell in love with him, and, you know, he changed my mind, and I wanted to do it.
Caller two, you are a brave woman. You're a very brave woman, because dropping a surprise or a secret shotgun wedding on a man with cold feet, I just don't know how that's going
to... We're here to turn up the heat.
...play out. But what I also like about it, caller two, is it's ripping Band-Aids off, because I actually feel for you in that scenario. So I don't like seeing people live in limbo. You know, just fine, get an answer. If it's the answer you don't want, you then heal and you recover, and there would be someone else for you in the future. So I'm...
Just want to be happy.
Yeah. And if he's not making you happy and he's not, I don't know about. So I almost hope it's you in some ways.
Yeah, because she'll know either way. She can get on with her life, or she can live her life with her overseas partner.
We want to get answers for people in relationships who are just frustrated. Where's this going? Thank you for sharing that, caller two. And caller three from Dandenong.
Hello.
Now, please, caller three, talk us through where you're at in your relationship.
So we've been together for 3 years. We've just come back. We honestly haven't left the honeymoon stage ever. We've just come back from a Europe trip. He took me back to his hometown. I met all his overseas family. We're just in a really good place right now. And he says that I'm too young, and that money, it's too expensive to have a wedding, but I don't think he realises I don't care about that part.
Interesting. Well, I like this, because you'd be calling his bluff. If we turn up and say to him, here's your wedding, these are your vows, commit and build a life together, well, that don't worry about the money. We've taken care of that. We've paid for everything, your honeymoon, and you'll get an answer, caller three.
I know.
But you're also in the honeymoon phase, so I worry that we might be ruining that too. So I'm sort of
I've had bad experiences in the past, really bad experiences in the past with relationships, and I swore I was never going to get in one again, and I wasn't for quite a few years until I met him, and he's honestly changed my perspective on everything.
Aww.
And I didn't see myself ever getting married or having kids. But then I met him, and honestly, he's just amazing.
Oh,
so let's get him.
How old are you guys? How old are you guys?
I'm 22, and he's 26.
So the advantage in caller three, if you end up being the secret bride, the advantage is you've got the rest of your life to rebuild it again if we do tear it apart. And we wouldn't be meaning to, but this is really, the concept of this is make or break. We're getting married or not.
Tear it apart. You hear no one get 10 grand. That's a favour.
No, you're right. I know. But it's pretty full on. So there we go. We've got lots of callers. Head to fox.com.au if you want to register. This is happening anytime, anywhere. This could be any day now where you're going to turn up with a wedding and you could be married. Or you might be single again.
Oh.